They set off up the corridor together. Nearly headless Nick, Harry noticed, was still holding Sir Patrick's rejection letter.
"I wish there was something I could do for you about the headless hunt," Harry said.
Nearly headless Nick stopped in his tracks, and Harry walked right through him. He wished he hadn't. It was like stepping through an icy shower.
"But there is something you could do for me," said Nick excitedly. "Harry, would I be asking too much? But no, you wouldn't want."
"What is it?" said Harry.
"Well, this Halloween will be my 500th death day," said nearly headless Nick, drawing himself up and looking dignified.
"Oh," said Harry, not sure whether he should look sorry or happy about this.
"Right. I'm holding a party down in one of the roomier dungeons. Friends will be coming from all over the country. It would be such an honour if you would attend. Mr. Weasley and Miss Granger would be most welcome too, of course. But I dare say you'd rather go to the school feast."
He watched Harry on tenderhooks.
"No," said Harry quickly. "I'll come. My dear boy, Harry Potter at my death day party. And—"
He hesitated, looking excited.
"Do you think you could possibly mention to Sir Patrick how very frightening and impressive you find me?"
Of course, said Harry. Nearly headless Nick beamed at him.